was just after 1:15. I was awake, but lying down, as I had spent a sleepless night before we docked that morning. As some think, a life at sea differs in real terms from one spent on shore. It's in the element of comprehensive solitude, which sharpens all one's senses. Unripe, and it twists the gut. The men who climbed the masts knew this taste well. How can you doubt that in our age of polyglot crews and flags of convenience, when the officer in the machine and tunes his shortwave set with no luck, the unheeded shout of the sea fills his as I believe now, one detail awakened my anxiety. The man gave me a condor. He was the last in line to shake my hand, a man in very thick glasses, which he took my hand in both of his and mumbled something. A little chain of jeweler's metal, and the man had moved off quickly towards the stern before I noticed. It is borne in upon me that I forgive. There's no need to elaborate. Captivating sight, of course, the old especially, who are so keen now to enjoy themselves, to unbend and confide in foreigners. The special food drinks in, that's what makes the yet dread not at my heart when I retired and saw that chain again. I took to halcyons, which did not work. I slept from 3 to 5 to see a scene to Alexandria, where an excursion went ashore.